Hi guys, and welcome to another Surfcase Cash podcast. We are here by the pool once again. It's been 40 degrees lately, but today it cooled down a little bit and it's a bit more bearable. Still really good to be by the pool. If you listen to something in the background, we have guests singing. They actually sing pretty well. So they've been filling our days with good music and good vibes, which is always good. And speaking of good vibes, we have a volunteer here with us today. Her name is Kato. She was a guest before. And our goal today is to talk more or less about how life of a volunteer goes here in Surfcase Cash. Welcome.
Thank you, Tomáš. Hi, everyone. I'm Kato.
Where are you from?
How old are you? So I'm from Belgium, from the Flemish part. I'm 20 years old at the moment. And yeah, I've been a guest 2 times before. And now I'm here for 5 to 6 weeks to volunteer.
Cool. How's it been?
It's been amazing. I'm leaving in 2 weeks, and like honestly, it felt like I arrived yesterday.
2 weeks or 2 days?
2 days, sorry.
It could be 2 weeks.
Yeah, already in 2 days. Unfortunately, I wish I could stay for 2 weeks more. No, like it flew by. I served almost every day. I met so many amazing people, and I feel like I grew so much closer to the house and to the crew here, which was a really nice experience for me as well.
Cool. Good to know. So obviously you decided to volunteer after being a guest. Tell me about why you first came. How was it that first time?
First time I came here was actually last year in June. So okay. 2021, I think, for more than a week, like around 7-8 days. And there it was mostly that I decided, because I was already into surfing. It was not my first time. And I kind of started realizing more and more that if I could only come like every time for a week, like a few times a year, I was not going to improve that much, because where I live in Belgium and where I study in the Netherlands, there's no waves close by. So then when I left, actually Pedro Vilnarino told me, you should come back, or you should come like to volunteer next year, so you can practice and exercise longer on your surfing. And I never really forgot. And then I saw that there were intermediate weeks at the beginning of this year, 2022. So I just sent David an email like, I would like to come again in March. And do you have spots left to volunteer? Because honestly, like, I would love to come for a longer period of time to really improve my surfing.
And that's how it came about. Where did you surf before coming here?
I started in Spain, in the Basque Country. Mm-hmm. And then I went to France for a couple of times, actually, multiple spots. And then last year Portugal, and since I've only been in Portugal, actually. Always came back.
Yeah, but I imagine France especially is closer to home, so it could be easier to organize.
True, but those were mostly like organized trips, like surf camps. So we went by bus, and it was like 1 or 2 weeks, everything organized, which I like here. Also now I'm a bit more older, and I can organize things myself. I can just fly, and I can stay how long I want to, and when I want to leave, and how much I want to surf. And what I mainly liked here, or also the reason why I wanted to come back here, because in other surf camps I never went back after once have been there, is mainly that this was really focused on surfing. And the other camps I've personally been were very much party and surf. And I do like a party every now and then. But like, I really appreciated the fact that here there's 2 classes a day, even at 7 a.m. in the morning, and people just go. Like, it's no bullshit, you're just going because we're here to surf, so we're gonna surf. And that's what I really appreciated here. Also, the mindset of the surf teachers, they're really here to coach you and to learn you something. Like, they want you to leave with something extra, you know, that you at least thought that they taught you something. And I did not always feel that in other surf camps.
Okay. Yeah. Good that you say that, because that's a big priority of ours. Like, we really feel like that's what makes the difference, and what sets us apart is that we really think about surf classes as, when people are paying for surf class with us, they should leave here having learned something that they didn't know before.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's
for me as a guest, that was very much the case.
Okay.
Like when I got scared, for example, last year, I really remember it so well, because at some point I have very sensitive skin, and like my skin always comes off when I surf very intensively for a week, 2 times a day. And I was just in pain, and I, like, the waves were not that nice, and there was so much wind in Guincho. And I was like really on the edge of just crying and giving up. And then Pika just told me, like, no way, you're, like, leaving. You're leaving tomorrow. You're coming with me. We're going to catch the best green wave you've had this week. And he took me out and he pushed me in the best one I had that week. So, like, for me, that's really, like, how I remember, like, in my head, Surf Qashqai, and how, like, why I like it here, because they kind of push you a bit more. While in other surf camps, I always felt that it was more, like, an extra thing. If you want, you can surf, but it's not the main priority.
Okay, interesting. You know? Cool. And how has that surfing experience been as a volunteer? Now that you're not really in the lessons, but sometimes if we have space, we can join. How has that worked?
Yeah, really. First, I struggled a bit because it's definitely different not to be in the class, if I'm really honest. The first weeks, I really struggled with catching waves my own. I still do. But it also has been, I think, for me, a very good learning experience that, like, I came here, I think, in the right moment of my surfing level as well. Because I had been pushed for a couple of years into waves, and, like, I was at the point in which I could, like, stand a bit and, like, do directions and everything. And the first weeks I was super frustrated by myself. Like, I'm not catching enough waves. And of course, like, you're not constantly in the class, and when there's time, the surf coaches still pushed me sometimes, but the main priority are, of course, the students. But for, like, also the opposite, because of that they couldn't push me always, I would needed to paddle way more and way more. And, like, now looking at my paddling, how I improved these weeks, it's insane. Like, it's the thing I'm most proud of, I think, like, my paddling, and also just when I catch a wave myself, it feels so nice. And I think the first week, that's just what I was really frustrated with, but now it's going better and better. So, yeah.
Cool. Interesting, because people forget that surfing is 95% paddling.
Yeah, because the first weeks I was really like, why can I not surf? Like, I'm so bad. And now I also really realize, like, it's all about positioning, about paddling for the right waves. And when someone is always pushing you, of course you're always in the perfect position, because the coaches know exactly where they need to be and how they need to push you. So I think I came in a really, like, good timing of my surf level. And this, I also know now that this is something I really need to improve, but I know better how I can improve it.
Yeah. Even if you go by yourself somewhere, now you can handle yourself.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Cool.
So that's really nice.
Good that you're, like, so surf focused. It's interesting.
Yeah, I've been surfing a lot, and I was not expecting that I would have the time for it, actually.
Which we can use this to go to the other part we wanted to talk about, which is more like the day-to-day of a volunteer. Because I think a lot of people, when they come to volunteer, their question is more like, will I have time to go surfing? How much work do I need to do? Can you walk us a little bit through that, how your day normally is?
Yeah, I also had no clue when I came here, honestly. So basically, it's normally, I think they say, like, 5 times a week, 5 hours a day, roughly. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's really chill. Like, sometimes you have breakfast shift, and of course you just need to be there. It's a thing, you need to plan it in your day. But there's always almost every day an afternoon class later on, so you can almost always surf once a day. Often, even with a shift, I surf twice, because when you don't have breakfast, you might have bar shift, and then it starts at 6. So then often I could surf twice a day by day, and I just needed to be here in the villa in the evening. But yeah, I would say the 5 hours a day roughly, it works, I would say, but it's not always working for 5 hours, like, straight, like, you're just here, and of course you're available, and you maybe 2 or 3 hours out of those 5 you're really doing something, but the rest sometimes you're just talking a bit to guests or waiting till you can do something next, or till you can clean something, or when sometimes the house is really full and people are making a lot of dirt and dishes are everywhere and you're busier. But sometimes they're all gone and they're visiting Lisbon, or they're going surfing and no one is in the house, and then the house is clean and there's a bit less work to do. So it really, like, it's nice also the variety, I think. Mm-hmm. What I also really noticed, what I actually really like, we have 2 times a week the family dinners, 2 times a week family dinners, and then once the barbecue. And those are pretty, like, it's definitely working those evenings, but I actually enjoyed it so much. And I really enjoy, like, working in hospitality and, like, helping people and serving people, which is not something, I mean, I kind of knew, but here I could really do it as well. So it's a good variety. Like, some days are a bit less work, and you're really chill, and you mainly need to be available for people. And some days, you work a bit more, but then by day I surf, so it's the best of both worlds, it's basically. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And how was it with them? Like, how would you describe the chemistry or the relationship between volunteers?
I think, I don't know how, if it's always like this, but I think I was super lucky. Like, I made so many nice friends here. The first week when I was here, it was still two girls from the Netherlands that were already here for a long time. Marit and Bea, yes. Okay. So I didn't know them that well, but still it was, they teach me a lot because they have been here for a really long time. So it was really nice for me. They're also a bit older than me, so I learned a lot from them. They always give me good tips, like you can do this and this and this, like planning wise. And then for most of my stay here, we were with Luana, Talia and Sarah. And we were just, I think we just really clicked, all of us. It was just really fun. We do a lot of things together. We're still in touch. Talia and Sarah are still here. And now there's Greta, which is also really nice. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all young people and we all have kind of the same passions, I suppose, because we're all here. We're all really open-minded and we like social and we like surfing. So it immediately gives a connection in general as well, I think.
Cool. And what kind of things would you do with them outside of surfing? I know you surfed a lot.
Yeah.
But like, is there any things like that you would recommend people doing? And
What we try to do, but also maybe what I need to say, if you want to surf a lot besides the shifts, there's not much time left to do a lot, visiting and everything, because then your day is just filled. Like a surf class takes roughly already 3 to 4 hours because you need to prepare everything and you need to go to the beach and you come back, you help a bit. So if you do that once or twice a day, plus in the evening or in the morning you have your shift, the day is gone. But what we really try to do is sometimes we went for brunch or we went for a coffee. Or yesterday we actually went with all the 4 volunteers to Cabo da Roca. And we did the walk to Praia da Ursa, mm-hmm. if I pronounce it correctly. So that was super nice. We just chilled a bit on the beach and then we all came back, we showered and we all had the bar shift because it was the barbecue. Together, so we kind of planned the whole day together, which was really nice. Those kind of things, and we went to Lisbon, I think, once, just some shopping, like, yeah, like small things, but enjoying life and summer.
Yeah. Cool. And now, on more of a practical side, what would you recommend for someone who wants to volunteer to plan beforehand, things to prepare for, if any.
I cannot really think about anything very specific practically right now, but what I would recommend is you'd need to kind of be into surfing. Like, I cannot imagine me being here as a volunteer for 6 weeks and not really being into surfing, because I think it would be a bit boring. At the end of the day, it's a surf house, and like you also said, like, the main priority is surfing, and Surf Cash Cash is just a little bit remotely situated in the environment, so you always need to take an Uber or a bus to get somewhere. So if you want to come and volunteer here and just enjoy the summer and like you want to visit a lot, I'm just not sure if this is like the best location to do this. Mm-hmm. For me it was not a problem because I surfed so much that I never really had time to visit a lot or to go somewhere, but I just really noticed, like, sometimes I was just thinking like, okay, like if I don't go surfing now, what am I gonna do? It's, of course, it's nice to lay in on the beach, like on the beach, to go to the beach or to chill in the pool for an afternoon. But I think personally, I would get very bored. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe a tip, like already, because I can also imagine sometimes maybe volunteers that apply are beginners, and then maybe they're not that much into surfing. I don't know.
Depends. Like,
depends.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. But practically. No, I just came here like I was packing for a normal surf vacation for myself, honestly.
Bikinis.
Yeah, bikinis, some summer dresses. Yeah, like literally my
normal,
toothbrush and some towels, and I was ready to go. Like, yeah, I didn't really prepare much. No.
Cool. And any negative sides of your experience?
Not necessarily negative, but it is just that you always have a schedule that you need to take care of or that you need to keep in mind? Like, sometimes it can really feel like a vacation because it's such a chill environment, and then sometimes there's not that much work or you have just a lot of free time as well. But then you just always need to take into account that you do need to be here at some points, of course. But I think it's normal. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily a negative point, but
it's not full on holidays.
Yeah, it's just not full on holidays, but that's also, you know it when you apply.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but like sometimes, for example, when I, like, waves were super good and then I had breakfast shift and both surf sessions were in the morning, it could be like, like, I cannot go now because like there's none in the afternoon. But that's also, that rarely happened, like, because often I could always manage to go at least once. Like, also sometimes, for example, there was a cleaning shift. I think I had it in 6 weeks, three times or something.
Yeah, we have way
less. It's in the morning and in the afternoon. And then even, like, I could always ask Alize, can I, like, adapt my hours so I can go surfing in between? So it's still super flexible. And if you really want to go surfing or you want to go do something, just communicate and ask in advance. And I think many things are possible in the house.
Okay.
If you do it in a reasonable way, yeah.
Cool. Good that you feel like that. Makes us happy. Anything else you want to say before we say goodbye?
No, just that I had an amazing time and I'm like, I can't wait to come back. I will, and at the end of the year, I will come back for sure to say hi to everyone. And I wish I could stay longer, but yeah, Belgium is calling. My mom misses me, so.
Okay. And on behalf of Surf Cash Guys, I also want to thank you. It was amazing to have you. People like you really make life here easier for us who work here and for the guests. And I think it's volunteers like yourself are a big part of why Surf Cash Guys feels like a family in a way. And so thank you.
Thank you.
I hope everything goes well in the next few months, and I hope to see you again, of course.